टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। तुभ्यं च नारद भृशं भगवान् विवृद्ध भावेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगम्। ज्ञानं च भागवतं आत्मसतत्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणाविदुरञ्जसैव। तुभ्यं च नारद भृशं भगवान् विवृद्ध भावेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगम्। ज्ञानं च भागवतम् आत्मसत्त्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणाविदुरञ्जसैव। तुभ्यं च नारद भृशं भगवान् विवृद्ध भावेन साधु परितुष्ट उवाच योगम्। ज्ञानं च भागवतम् आत्मसत्त्वदीपम् यद्वासुदेव शरणा विदुरञ्जसैव। word by word meaning, Tubhyam unto you, cha also, Narada, O Narada, Brisham, very nicely, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Vivruddha, develop. Bhavena, by transcendental knowledge, by transcendental love. Sadhu, your goodness. Parituṣṭa, being satisfied. Vācha, describe. Yogam, service. Jñānam, knowledge. Cha, also. Bhagavatam, the science of God and His devotional service. Atma, the Self. Satattva, with all details. Deepam, just like the light in the darkness. Yat, that which. Vasudeva Sharana, those who are souls, surrender unto Lord Vasudeva. Vidu, know them. Anjasa, perfectly well. Eva, as it is. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Narada, you were taught about the science of God and His transcendental service by the personality of Godhead in His incarnation of Hamsa Avatar. He was very much pleased with you due to your intense proportion of devotional service. He also explained unto you lucidly the full science of devotional service, which is especially understandable by persons who are souls surrender unto Lord Vasudev, the personality of Godhead. Purport. The devotee and devotional service are two correlative terms. Unless one is inclined to be a devotee of the Lord, he cannot enter into the intricacies of devotional service. Lord Sri Krishna wanted to explain the Bhagavad Gita, which is the science of devotional service, unto Sri Arjuna, because Arjuna was not only his friend, but a great devotee as well. The whole process is that all living entities, being constitutionally parts and parcels of the Supreme Living Being, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, have proportionately minute independent of action also. So the preliminary qualification for entering into the devotional service of the Lord is that one become a willing cooperator, and as such one should voluntarily cooperate with persons who are already engaged in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. By cooperating with such persons, the prospective candidate will gradually learn the techniques of devotional service, and with the progress of such learning, one becomes proportionately free from the contamination of material association. Such a purificatory process will establish the prospective candidate in firm faith and gradually elevate him to the stage of transcendental taste for such devotional service. Thus he acquires a genuine attachment for the devotional service of the Lord, and his conviction carries him on to the point of ecstasy just prior to the stage of transcendental love. Such knowledge of devotional service may be divided into two sections, namely preliminary knowledge of the nature of devotional service and a secondary knowledge of its execution. Bhagavatam is in relation with the personality of Godhead, His beauty, fame, opulence, dignity, attraction, and transcendental qualities which attract one towards Him for exchanges of love and affection. There is a natural affinity of the living entity for the loving service of the Lord. This affinity becomes artificially covered by the influence of material association, and Srimad Bhagavatam helps one very genuinely remove that artificial covering. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned herein that Srimad Bhagavatam acts like the lamp of transcendental knowledge. These two sections of transcendental knowledge in devotional service become revealed to a person who is a soul surrender unto Vasudeva. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita 7.19, such a great soul, fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of Vasudeva, is very, very rare. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharyani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshakarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavaneebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. I did not expect so many devotees to come. Many have gone to Govardhana College for the meeting and many other purificatory activities. So here in these verses, Lord Brahma is continuing to explain about various incarnations, avatars, and we just got a glimpse of Dashavatara by the small children. A very wonderful performance by all these children. So, the topic of incarnations is very interesting topic. And it has been discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam in various places, And whenever devotees, they discuss about Krishna Katha, they cannot escape incarnation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explained to Sanatana Goswami about incarnation. And we'll try to see what is incarnation and what is reincarnation. We should not mistake one for another. There should be clarity in this topic. So incarnation, the word incarnation is very, very significant. Carnal means the material body, your material pleasure. Yes, you can come here and speak. Some avatar has appeared. So, incarnation means one who descends, or avatar. One who descends from somewhere above. Right? Avatar means one who descends, right? So one has to come somewhere from the top. There is something at the top and there is some different management there. And sometimes they come here in this material world to fix up things. Because the nature of the material world is things go wrong. We try to put things in place, but it doesn't remain in law and order. Things become disturbed. And there is a higher intervention. Somebody has to intervene and fix up the things. Just like in the school or colleges, if the teacher doesn't come in the class, then what happens? There is a chaos. Right? All the children are shouting, giggling and making fun. So as soon as the teacher comes, all children become silent and disciplined. Right? So the material world is like that. The material world, everything is in chaotic situation. Nobody wants to follow any rules. If there is no RTO police standing at the corner, then we'll see what is happening. There is traffic jam and honking of the horns and so many problems. So in one small country or city or on the road, we need so much discipline. Right? Otherwise things are not in order. So what to speak of the universal management or keeping things in place and to remain focused on the goal of life. What is the ultimate purpose of human form of life? Somebody has to give direction. Somebody has to give a proper direction to all people in this material world. Otherwise, what is the goal of life? We don't know. Nobody knows. We ask people around, what is the... Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. So, somebody has to give direction. And therefore, the Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that whenever there is a disturbance in the society, there is irreligion is prominent. Then he comes in every yuga, every millennium, every yuga he comes. Right? And what is the purpose? Paritranaya sadhuna. વિનાશાય છે દુષ્કૃતમ, ધર્મ સંસ્થાપનાર્થાય સંભવામી યોગ્ય. થ્રી પર્પઝિસ લોર્ડ કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ગિવન, પરિત્રાણ સાધુરામ, પ્રોટેક્ટ ધ ડિવોટીઝ. હી વિલ કમ એન્ડ ફર્સ્ટ પ્રોટેક્ટ ધ ડિવોટીઝ. વિનાશાય છે દુષ્કૃતમ, ધોઝ આર મિસક્રિયન્ટ્સ, ધોઝ આર નોટ ડિસિપ્લિન, ધોઝ આર ગોઈંગ અગેન્સ્ટ ધ લો, દે હેવ ટુ બી પનિશ. એન્ડ ધર્મ સંસ્થાપનાર્થ, હી વિલ એસ્ટાબ્લિશ ધ અગેન પ્રિન્સિપલ્સ ઓફ રિલિજન, વોટ ઇઝ રાઇટ, વોટ ઇઝ રોંગ. હી વિલ ગીવ ધ ડિરેક્શન એન્ડ હી વિલ ગો બેક અગેન. હી ઇઝ નોટ ગોઈંગ ટુ બી દેર ઓલવેઝ. હી વિલ ગીવ directions, he will do his work and he will go back. And that he does every yuga. Every yuga, every millennium. And we may know only one yuga, Kali Yuga, or maybe four yugas, right? Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. We know these four main yugas. And at least we have some idea what are the time calculations. And in one day of Brahma, there are such thousand cycles. Sahasra yuga paryantam aham yad brahmana vidu. Such thousand cycles taken together make one day of Brahma, right? So we can imagine, what is the time span? What is one day of Brahma? And what is our lifespan? Our lifespan is very, very limited. We are there for some time and then after a few years, nobody will remember, oh, there was one Brahmachari here in the temple. Right? So, that is our existence in this matter. Our time is very limited. And why Lord comes? He comes in every yoga, every time He comes. He incarnates. The word incarnation means He takes the form like a human. Karna means material, physical. He takes a form like that, incarnation. He doesn't need any material form. Because He has a spiritual form. Supreme Lord has a spiritual form. He doesn't need any material form like us. But still, for our understanding, so that we can relate to Him, He takes a human-like form. Not human form, but human-like form. Avajananti ma muda માનુષ્યમ તનમ આશ્રિતમ પરમ ભાવ મજાનંતો મમ ભૂતમ મહેશ્વર. લોર્ડ કૃષ્ણ એક્સપ્લેન્સ ઇન ભગવદ ગીતા દેટ ધોઝ આર નોટ વેરી ઇન્ટેલિજન્ટ ફોલ્સ મુડાઝ, કૃષ્ણ સેઝ ઇન ભગવદ ગીતા, નોટ આઈ એમ સ્પીકિંગ બટ કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ટેલિંગ દેટ ધોઝ આર મુડાઝ, ધોઝ આર ફુલિશ પીપલ, દે કે નોટ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ માય પરમ ભાવ મજાનંત, my transcendental form. I take like a human form. Manushyam tanum ashritam. I appear like a human being, but I am not human being. That is the first understanding one must have. So therefore, one will not get confused about Lord Krishna. Sometimes people think that Krishna was like also like one of us. He also was a big king, he had a lot of power. But one must not mistake God to be human being. Srila Prabhupada explains that God cannot become man and man cannot become God. Very easy, very simple to remember. Very deep also. God cannot become man. He is not a man. He is not a human being. And man cannot become God. Man does not develop some kind of sudden realization and start thinking that I am God, right? Sometimes it happens, right, in Kali Yuga, that suddenly some starts telling that I am He, Tattvamasi, understand me, try to understand me, who am I? मुझे पहचानो कहाँ से आया राइट मैं हूँ कौन राइट पीपल आई मीन आई हर्ड नॉट सीन बट आई हर्ड सच काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स गोइंग ऑन पीपल क्लेम दैट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड मी हू एम आई हैव सडनली रियलाइज सम that I am so and so. So that is our position. It is there everywhere actually. In the material world, everyone thinks that I am bigger, I am greater. Just people don't understand me. That is the problem. Otherwise, I am a very great person. Right. So therefore, Lord comes and clears that misconception. He removes that illusion. He has to come every yoga and remove that clarity. He has to give that clarity. And we can imagine our existence in this metal or the earth, this earth planet is also one of the planets in the entire universe, right? It is a small, tiny spot. Even not that also. We cannot imagine. See, when we see, zoom out universe and try to see where is Earth, we'll not be able to identify where is Earth. Somebody has to tell that this spot is Earth. This dot is Earth. Right? And this is our existence. This is the existence of the Earth in the material world, in the entire universe. And there are so many universes, Anantakoti Brahmand. There are so many universes are just coming out of the pores of Mahavishnu. Not even Krishna, Mahavishnu. And this earth, this universe is one small mustard seed. Small mustard seed, those who make cooking and all that, you know, what is the size of mustard seed? Small, very small, tiny mustard seed. So that is the universe. And in that universe there is one small earth planet. Lord doesn't need to come here. Why God has to come on this earth, small, tiny spot? He has so many other duties to perform. He can do so many other things. But still, He gives up everything and comes to this small place, Earth. And for what? To help us. To give us the direction. To give us the message. The message of Bhagavad Gita. Message of Lord Chaitanya, so that we get that transcendental knowledge, that knowledge of devotional service, and then go back to Him. Go back to that place where there is no birth, there is no death, there is no disease or old age. And therefore Lord comes to this earth planet. Just to help us. Just so that we remember Him. Just so that we again serve Him. We have given up His service. We were there in the spiritual world, but we have given up that service. And came here in this material world. And the soul has, in that way, has devolved. Not evolved, but devolved. It has fallen down. from higher levels to lesser and lesser and like that. So the Lord comes to help us, to give that message. And in Srimad Bhagavatam we'll see that in the first canto, third chapter also there is a description of incarnation. Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, they are discussing about incarnations. Here when questions were asked to Lord Brahma, who is the first born living entity. He is the first born living entity in the entire universe. He was asked by Narad Muni. Narad Muni was his son and disciple also. And there were not thousands of people sitting around Brahmaji. Only one disciple. One inquisitive disciple was sitting. And still Brahmaji is speaking about incarnation. He is not saying, why one person? Where are others are born? So that is not his concern. He is concerned about speaking Krishna. Whether there is one person or thousands of people, I should speak about Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj also, he told his disciples, if there is no one to preach to four walls, you should be so enthusiastic that you should be preaching to the four walls. And we must know that there are invisible living entities. There are many, many souls present. We are not alone always. Even in the temple hall, if there is nobody, there are many, many Vaishnavas here. Therefore, when we offer obeisances in the temple hall first, what we pray or offer? Vanchakal Patrubhish Kupa Sindhubhish Patidhanam Pavanaya Vaishnavadhanam Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Kiche, right? Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda. So are we seeing thousands of people? But still we say Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda, right? Because they are present. We must know that they are present here. Invisibly they are present. They are witnessing everything. So therefore that is the consciousness one has to develop. That there are many, many Vaishnavas here. And they are witnessing, they are observing us. We may not see them, but they are observing us. They are witnessing everything. So, when Brahmaji is asked questions by Narad Muni, he is answering. And he is telling about incarnations. And the very beginning of creation. Creation, sometimes we don't like to hear such topics. What is this? Somebody made this world. And why we have to hear? We want to hear Krishna Leela. Krishna's sweet pastimes. Right? We don't want to hear who did this and what this Mahatattvas and earth, water, fire. We don't want to hear. We get tired. But that is also Srishti Leela. Krishna's creation or Mahavishnu creates this material world. That is also very interesting. And one has to develop that understanding so that one will know that how this material world, all the universes have been created. We have answered to all the questions. Otherwise, material scientists say that it has come by chance, right? Is anything can come by chance? Anybody has experience? that I was walking on the beach here, Chowpatty Beach, and I found a nice iPhone there. And how it came? By chance. Right? This small creation, this small gadget, what everyone has, it has a lot of intelligence, right? Somebody has thought about it, all the logic and design and so many things. And after that there is a coding and everything has been done very precisely. And then what it appears in front of us is a nice fancy gadget. And it has been so intricately designed. And we click, tick, and something, app opens, Insta, instantly it opens. And we try to see the reels and so many things. And it is just contained in that small square. We click and entire thing opens up. Otherwise it's avyakta. It is not manifest. Right? The material world gets manifested when you click on it. Otherwise it is unmanifest. Avyakta dini bhutani vyaktam adhyani bharat. Avyakta nidhanane va tatraka paridevana. Krishna says to Arjuna that everything was in the beginning avyakta. It was unmanifest. Then it became manifest. And ultimately everything will become unmanifest. So why you are worrying? You should not worry, because the entire material world is like that. It was unmanifest in the beginning. It has been manifested for some time. And it will get unmanifested again. Right? In the material world we can have experience like that. It is manifested for some time. Again it unmanifested. Even if you sit on the laptop or something, you open one app or whatever, one application at a time. You cannot open too many windows at a time. Right? We cannot function like that. Anybody can simultaneously work on 5-6 computers, a laptop. You cannot. You have to focus one thing at a time. Even in the one gadget, you have to focus one thing at a time. Because it has been designed like that. You cannot do too many functions at a time. And what happens when you want to type something? You open, you type words, only one word alphabet at a time. Right? Tick, 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 and word is formed. Then sentences are formed. Then you save the file. And you close it. Right? Then what happens? It is avyakta again. Again you click on the file, you open it, you see the word document. Or whatever document you want to see. So it is manifested. It was unmanifested. It is manifested. And again it remains unmanifest. And is it in that kind of... It is just on the screen. It is not the reality also. Unless you print on a paper. Otherwise it's just on the screen. It's just some dots are displayed on the screen and we think that these are the words. Otherwise it is just of electronic atoms. So therefore even in this material world we can see that things are unmanifest. They get manifested and again they become unmanifest. So similarly the entire material creation is like that. And all the universes are unmanifest in the beginning. Then they are manifested. Now we can see lot of manifestation varieties. And then again it becomes unmanifest. And daily also we have experience, right? We get up in the morning. We are manifest. Anybody has become unmanifested? Our consciousness is now manifested. We are able to relate, talk, speak, hear. In the night, what happens? We get tired and we want to just get unmanifested. Right? We sleep. We need sleep. Otherwise, we cannot function. Temporarily, we are unmanifested. And we are in different world. That is a different story. But at least for that time being, we are unmanifested. We cannot be active, we cannot be strong and walk and talk. Some people talk us in the night. That's a different topic. But usually people don't talk. So therefore, we can experience the creation even in the day-to-day life. That in the day-to-day life, we can create that principle of creation, manifestation and unmanifestation. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatan Goswami, just recently we celebrated Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, very, very important for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Sanatan Goswami, he inquired Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we may know that how he left everything, the service of Nawab Huzair Shah, and went to meet or join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And he traveled from various places and he went to Varanasi where he met Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was explained to Sanatana Goswami the science of God. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, these chapters are coming, teachings of Lord Chaitanya also. And Sanatana Goswami was also not an ordinary person. Sanatana Goswami was a very, very scholarly person. Very, very intelligent. And at the same time, he was very humble also. He had very amazing qualities. And when he was in the service of Nawab Huzair Shah, he was serving in his court. Both Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were so powerful that they look like Indra in that assembly. They were extremely powerful and extremely attractive personalities. And they had amazing qualities. When anybody who comes to meet them, they would get up and receive them very nicely and respect them. Sanatan Goswami is said to be humility personified. He's known to be very, very humble person. When he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is inquiring from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is offering obeisances but taking a straw in his teeth and asking questions. He is asking questions. Ke ami? Keni amarta patre? That please explain me who am I? I want to understand what is my real position. People think that, people tell me that I am a great scholar. And I also think that I am a great scholar. But I am not like that. I want to understand from you what is my real position, what is my constitutional position. And why these threefold miseries are coming to me? Why I am suffering in this material world? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he begins to explain about the science of devotional service. And he explains that Jivera Surupa hai Krishnira Nitya Das. That Krishna, the original, the constitutional position of the living entity is Krishnira Nitya Das. He is eternally the servant of Lord Krishna. That is the position. That is the real constitutional position one must know. The living entity is very tiny, very, very small. 1/10,000th of the head. You can imagine what is the position of the living entity. 1/10,000th of the head. That is the position of the living entity. And Lord is great. Living entity is Anu. Lord is Vibhu. He is greatest. We are smallest. But the greatness of that great person is that he can become smaller than the smallest. Anur Aniyam Mahato Mahiyam. That the Supreme Lord can become even smaller than the smallest. That is the greatness of the greatest person. That is his greatness. He can become smaller than the smallest. We cannot become greater or we can even become smaller than what we are. What we are, we are. We can't do much. We have to accept. We try to become big for some time, we may achieve, but again, Pudra Mushika Bhav. Again, you become mouse. So, when Sanatana Goswami was inquiring, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling about the various incarnations, signs of God. He told that the incarnations of the Supreme Lord are like the waves in the ocean. They are like the waves in the ocean. We can imagine how many waves are there in the ocean. One wave goes, another wave comes. One wave goes, another. Continuously waves are coming and going. Similarly, the incarnations of the Supreme Lord are like the waves in the ocean. They are continuously coming and going. So we can understand that there are innumerable incarnations. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first explained about Purusha Avataras. Purusha Avataras, the first is the Mahavishnu Avatar. Lord Krishna first expands himself into Balaram. Balaram expands into Sankarsana. Vasudeva Sankarsan, Pradyumna Nirudha. Then again, Mahasankarsan. Again, second Chaturvedi expansion. And from the second Sankarsan comes Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu means really bigger Vishnu. He's a very big Vishnu. From his pores, all the universes are coming. When he exhales, all the universes are coming. So we can imagine what is the size of Mahavishnu. It's very, very huge, big for our understanding. And that Mahavishnu, he again enters into each and every universe. He creates these Mahatattvas and everything. And in each universe, he again enters as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying on the Garbhodak ocean. The universe is said to be half filled with water. And on that he is lying. And from his navel comes a lotus flower on which Brahma is born. The firstborn living entity. And Brahma, then he creates secondary creation and all. Visarga. and in the universe, in this universe, there is a particular place called as Shvetadvi. There is a Shir Sagar, milk ocean, in which there is a Shrodakshai Vishnu. That is the third incarnation of Vishnu, Purusha Avatar. And although these Vishnus, Garbhadakshai Vishnu and Shrodakshai Vishnu, they appear to be in the material world, they are not of this material world. They are not of the material elements. We must understand, they have their own spiritual forms. All the incarnations have their Vaikuntha planets. From where they come. They don't... it is not that they have some material planet. They have their own spiritual planets. From where they come actually in this material world. And whenever any incarnation in this material world or on the earth planet has to come, they usually come through either Shrodakshai Vishnu and like that, or sometimes they directly also come. So therefore the topic of incarnation has to be carefully understood. Otherwise there are so many misconceptions around. People think that whether Krishna is Vishnu or Vishnu is Krishna, from whom things have come, there are so many. Still, sometimes we think that, oh, Vishnu may be supreme and like that. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam brings the clarity. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that, Eti chaunsha kalaponso krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indriyari vyakulam lokam rudayanti yuge yuge. That it is explained that there are so many incarnations, but amongst them, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the ultimate supreme person from whom all the incarnations come. He is not avatar, he is avatari. From whom all the incarnations are come. And why comes Indrari Vyakulam Loka? Whenever the enemies of Indra, Indra is a demigod, and enemies of Indra are demons. They create disturbance in the material world. Right? Demons and demigods, there are always fights, right? There are always two types of people. They're always fighting. Right? We see in Satya Yuga also there were demons in different planets. Treta Yuga they were staying in different islands. Dwapar Yuga they were in same families. And in Kali Yuga, the same person. In the same person there are two people. Right? Some good person and bad person. Sometimes person may be behaving good and after some time, kya ho gaya usko? Ye uska alag group aa gaya. Avatar badal gaya iska. So, sometimes one nature takes over. Sometimes the good nature takes. So therefore, there are two natures simultaneously existing in the same person. And therefore, one has to be very careful to identify the good person within us and keep the bad person away. Otherwise the bad person will become more prominent. Our acharyas explain or our gurus explain that there are like two dogs within us, good dog and a bad dog. Sometimes a good dog barks. And sometimes a bad dog barks. Now which dog you feed the most, that dog will become more stronger and powerful. Right? If you keep feeding the bad dog, bad tendencies, bad habits, arrogant, fighting and speaking harsh words, then that dog will become more prominent. To become good dog is not easy. But if you have to cross over this metal ocean, then one has to become a good dog, humble dog. Otherwise one becomes a stray dog. Ghar ka na ghat ka. Sab patthar maar rahe usko. So, one has to learn the art of becoming a good dog. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that Trunadapi Sunichana Tarorapi Svesh Amanina Manajina Kirtanyasadhati. That one has to become humble than a blade of grass. Then only one can perform devotional service properly in the proper consciousness. Otherwise, nobody will want to talk with you. They will think that thoda attitude issue hai isko. He has attitude issue. Thoda dur rehte is. So therefore, even devotees also can identify each other. So therefore, the process is for helpful. Therefore, the hearing katha, Krishna katha, and going deeper in our own consciousness is very important. It is not by seniority in age, or by knowledge, or whatever position, power. That is not the question of becoming a senior person. It is a question of the consciousness. It is not what service you do. I do this service, therefore I am better. It is not because of that. It is in which consciousness you perform that service. That is more important. It is not where you stay is important. Whether I stay in Brahmacharya ashram or Sannyasi ashram, Vanaprastha or Vrastha. It is not where you stay is important. But where your consciousness stays is more important. Where is your consciousness? Are we in the proper consciousness? That will protect. It is not the color of the skin or color of the dress that makes one senior. That I am this saffron or whatever color, I am white body or whatever. Therefore, I am better. It is the color of the consciousness that will attract the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, the process is to focus on the consciousness. What is our consciousness? Are we becoming really Krishna conscious? Or are we just becoming externally Krishna conscious? So, that is more important. So, therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita helps us to go more deeper into that consciousness. That we understand that we are very tiny living entity. We don't have any existence in this material world. But our only hope is the mercy of the Lord. That when the Supreme Lord is merciful, His devotees are merciful, then we have some hope. Otherwise, there is no hope in this material world. By our strength, we cannot become Krishna conscious or go back home, back to Godhead. We cannot tell Krishna that I want to come back home, back to Godhead. Please allow me. We cannot do that. Krishna has to allow from His side. Then only we can go back. We may try. We may desire. Yes, after this lifetime, I am straight away, my plane is Goloka. May not be, or maybe also, but it depends upon him. If he allows, then he will. We may go to airport, okay? But there has to be some plane to take us to other country city. So similarly, we may desire that I want to go back home, back to God, but Vaikuntha plane has to come to take you. Right? So therefore, we should know that there is a sign. It's a perfectly calculated. Everything is calculated, whether he is ready or not, whether he is trying to come early, everything, whether passport is clear, visa is clear, everything is properly checked. Every, no mistake there. Not a single mistake. There is no bribery there. Nobody thoda le lo aap or pass kar do. No, not possible. So, one has to be thoroughly clean, thoroughly pure. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining about various incarnations, and he explained about Purushavataras. Then he explained about Gunavataras, the three modes of material nature, Sattva Gun, Rajas Gun, Tamas Gun. Sattva Gun, Lord Vishnu only has to take that role. Brahmaji is in the mode of passion, so he takes the mode of passion. And Shiva, very merciful, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He takes the mode of ignorance. Theek hai, sab bache kuch hai mere paas. He takes care of everyone. He is very merciful. So all three modes are taken care by Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about Leela Avataras. And he explained that there are so many, almost every, there are Leela Avataras and various Leelas, Matsya Avatar, Kurma Avatar, Vamana Avatar, Vara Avatar, Narsingha Avatar, Ramachandra. So we have so many festivals lined up every year. And we celebrate this. Dashavatara was very nicely performed by children. So these avataras, they really attract our heart. We can relate how each avatara has some specific function. And it gives a lot of pleasure to our heart. And it is explained that, Lord Chaitanya explains that these avataras, even Lord Krishna's pastimes, are going on in different universes. At any moment, every moment there are incarnations happening. At some universe, some incarnation is coming. He is taking birth. Krishna is appearing somewhere. He is killing demons. He is lifting Govardhan Hill. These pastimes are continuously going on. Just like the sun is rising at one place somewhere. It is not that for a sun has risen at 6:30 in the morning and now it is going in mid afternoon and sun will set. But when it is rising, somewhere it is setting and suddenly somewhere it is rising again. At some part of the planet, it is rising, continuously rising. So similarly, Krishna's incarnations, Krishna's pastimes are going on. He's taking birth in some universe right now. And he's lifting Govardhan Hill. He's killing demons. He's giving pleasure. He's playing on his flute. So these pastimes are continuously going on. This we must understand. This is Krishna's special Leela, or Krishna's special qualities. Leela Madhuri, Krishna's special qualities. So Krishna's pastimes are continuously going on and they are very, very sweet. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains about Yuga Avataras, Purusha Avataras, Gunavataras, Leela Avataras, Manvantara Avataras. Manvantara Avataras, he explains that one day of Brahma there are 14 Manus. Each Manu is associated with one specific incarnation. So one day of Brahma there are 14 Manus. So in 1 month of Brahma there are 540 Manus. And in one lifetime of Brahma, there are 420 Manus in 1 month of Brahma. 420, 14 threes are 420. And in 1 year, there are 5040. Right? And then in one lifetime of Brahma, there are 504,000 Manvantara avataras. So we can imagine how many Manvantara avataras in all the universes. So many, so many Manvantara avataras are coming. So in this way, we can see that there are so many avataras coming. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about Yuga Avataras. Yuga Avatara means every Yuga, Lord comes as a specific color. In Satyuga, He comes as white complex, Shvetavarna. Then in Treta Yuga, He comes as Raktavarna, reddish complex. In Dwapara Yuga, He comes as blackish complex. And Kali Yuga, He comes as golden. Gold incarnation. Really? Gold is so attractive. So we can imagine if the Lord comes as golden, how much He will be attracting. Right? Gold is so, everyone wants gold. Right? So we can understand when Lord comes as golden avatar, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. He comes as a golden avatar. He comes up, He takes a form, He takes the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Sri Radhe Vrindavana. So He takes a tat form. Krishna, blackish complexion, Krishna becomes Gauravarna. Krishna Varnam Pusha Akrishnam Sangopanga Sraparshadam Yagya Sankirtana Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami all these wonderful quotations from Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas. And Sanatana Goswami was hearing very nicely. And Sanatana Goswami, He knew that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Krishna Himself. He is not just revealing, He is not just telling that I am same Lord Krishna. But He is telling that Krishna comes as golden avatar, He performs kirtan. He establishes the Yuga Dharma for this age. Dwapari Paricharyayam Kalotad Hari Kirtana. So Sanatana Goswami asks, how to understand that incarnation for this Kali Yuga? To Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is asking. So, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that He is now becoming very intelligent. He is understanding, He is coming very closer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you can understand who is the real incarnation for this Kali Yuga. He is by reference of the scriptures. Through the reference of the scriptures, you can understand. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not tell that I am that same Lord Krishna who has come now. And Sanatana Goswami, He understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to only very few. Not everyone could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes He revealed His opulences, Mahaprakash Lila, he has performed. Advaita Acharya, he manifested his Virat form. Murari Gupta, he revealed his Lord, form of Lord Ramachandra. So in this way we can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not reveal to everyone. And anybody who would call him Krishna or Vishnu, he would close his ears and tell that Vishnu, Vishnu, and run away from that place. Why he did that? Because he knew that in Kali Yuga, there will be a lot of incarnations there. It's not easy to deal. Kali Yuga is, like ocean of incarnation. So many incarnations, in not only in one religion, but every religion there, various. Jesus Christ, there are incarnations, and Muhammad incarnations. So many incarnations are coming. So therefore, there has to be some clarity, and therefore there is some standard to understand whether it is a real incarnation or is a fake incarnation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also had a lot of difficult time to establish that. Abhishek Sen, there was one person who was claiming to be a incarnation of Mahavishnu, very, very powerful person. And how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to face him and eradicate him, and punish him. So in this way, when the discussion was going on between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya understood that he is hinting towards me. So then he told that, let us keep this discussion aside and we'll discuss about Shaktaveshavatar. And then he went to explain about Shaktaveshavatar. Shaktaveshavatar is, he explained that there are two types of Shaktaveshavatar. There are Sakshat and there is Avesh Avatar. So Sakshat Avatar means when Lord Himself comes with specific power. That is Sakshat Avatar. He has a specific power invested. Sometimes He comes or sometimes He gives His power to the living entities. And it appears that they are performing the similar activities as that of Lord. Very, very powerful, extraordinary activities they perform. And Avesh also means the living entities are endowed with some extraordinary powers. So that is, without that Shakti, one cannot spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna Shakti Bina Tar Nahi Pravartam. It is explained that without the power of Lord Krishna, one cannot spread Krishna consciousness. And we can understand that the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He came 500 years before to give the highest thing. Few days before we are hearing about Krishna Prem and all. Right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna Prem. Very esoteric, very high level, not easy to achieve in Kali Yuga. He gave something which is not achievable in other ages. He gave very freely. Lelo. Jitna chahiye lelo. Take Harinam as much as possible. Difficult. Right? Even if it is given freely, it is difficult. We can't chant continuously. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us that freely, everywhere, to anybody, without discrimination. He did not discriminate whether somebody is qualified or not qualified. He gave everyone. Even after Lord Chaitanya's appearance, during that time, and there were so many upper sampradayas they were sprouting up. There were so many miscreants, they were claiming them to be the incarnations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there were so many apasampradaya during the time of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he was praying, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was praying that please send your special incarnation or some soul who will eradicate all these apasampradayas. And then we can see that how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarit Thakur Maharaj came. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarit Thakur Maharaj, how he was powerful to defeat all these Mayavadis and impersonalists and other apasampradaya people, Sahajiyas. And then he met his Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In 1922, almost 102 years before, and he told that, what is the urgency now? Krishna consciousness is the urgency. Take the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the Western world. Because in India, what is happening, and that was all, that time also what was happening, that people were too much into nationalistic things, getting independence and politics, who will win in elections, which party will come, right? So much buzz is there around. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarit Thakur Maharaj understood that what we have, Indians have, they don't realize the importance. The real culture of Sanatana Dharma they have, they have to practice that. That is the urgency. Sanatana Dharma is not something recently invented. Sanatana means eternal. Sanatana Dharma is eternal religion of every living entity. Every living entity has that dharma or the constitution nature, and that is Jivera Swarupa hai Krishnara Nityadara. To serve the Supreme Lord. That is the nature of every person. That has to be channelized in the service of God. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he took that message and he went to the Western world. And we can understand what he did. He did not have enough money. But he had a sincere desire and a faith in the name of Lord, in the holy name, and Srimad Bhagavatam. And on that faith, he spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So therefore, we must understand that Srila Prabhupada was specifically empowered to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, it is not possible. Therefore, we'll conclude now. It is already 11 o'clock. Therefore, what Srila Prabhupada has given is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. That we have to hear every day, practice, spread to others, and the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These avatars, Granthavatara, Srimad Bhagavatam is Granthavatara. Lord has taken incarnation as scripture, Grantha. He has incarnated so that we can anytime open the book and get the benefit. Granthavatar. Namavatar is the holy name. Holy name is always present with us. Anytime we can chant, that avatara is always present. And there is Archavatar, the worship of the deities. Lord has descended in the form of the deities. So deities are not ordinary, just pieces of marble. They are not different from the Supreme Person, Lord Krishna. प्रतिमा नाही तो मी साक्षात ब्रजेंद्र नंदन. वी मस्ट अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम हिज डीटी फॉर्म. सो देयरफॉर व्हेन वी वर्शिप द डीटीज, चैंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम, हियर श्रीमद् भागवतम, वी आर टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. So, with extra of Krishna's namavatar in the form of kirtan, somebody will do kirtan. Hare Krishna. Mitra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी.